Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your FRIDAY edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it's a little bit of a late edition today. Yeah, Friday's been pretty cramped, if you know what I mean. And I'm sorry about yesterday, Thursday. I didn't want to think about yesterday, personally. Oh, let's focus on Friday, because we're headed towards the weekend. Let's get you caught up on all the best technology news. It's the 15th of May, 2015. All that best technology news for the past 24 hours. In around 5 minutes or so. This will be kind of directed towards our UK listeners, and those in the US, you're going to be very familiar with a service called Freedom. Yeah, Freedom Pop. Not Lolly. Freedom. Freedom Pop, yeah. Yes, the U.S. mobile network operator Freedom Pop is bringing free mobile plans to the UK. All right! The company's going to launch a basic SIM-only service contract-free with 200 minutes, 200 texts, and 200 megabytes of data free this summer. This is according to the BBC. Free? All right, what's the catch? Well, Freedom says that there's no catch whatsoever. They partnered up with Three and an unnamed second carrier. Okay, maybe there's the catch right there. The unnamed second carrier. Now, of course, if you go over that 200 megabytes, 200 texts, 200 minutes of talking, you can also add extra data and minutes to your basic plan. So when is it launching in the UK? Look out for it, because it's gonna very soon. You an Apple Watch owner? Hey, you're going to want to listen to this. 9to5 Mac is raising some concerns today, saying that there's a bug in this friggin' little watch that's allowing thieves to easily factory reset it. And that's without knowing your personal code. Okay, yeah, this sounds concerning. And you're thinking, okay, well, if it's a bug, Apple's surely going to fix it. Hold on, because it's not a bug. It's not even a loophole. This is the way Apple designed it. Yeah, it's outlined directly in the Apple's own user guide. The company wanted to frame it in a way to restore your watch functionality should you somehow totally forget your passcode. Now, of course, with the product being so new and the fact that not a whole heck of a lot of people have their watches still, you're not seeing a lot of things about, you know, muggings or theft of the watches. But thanks to this juicy little information, unfortunately, we might start seeing some. Hey, speaking of lockdown and hackers, usually we have Hacker News Tuesday or Hacker News Thursday. Well, heck, it's Friday, so let's have Hacker News Friday, yeah. This hack cannot focus enough about having one heck of a kick-ass password. Because if your password right now is password and you're going to Starbucks every day, you're going to need to do something pretty dang quick. Starbucks app users are getting their bank accounts drained by password-guessing thieves. Yeah, that's right. People with Starbucks rewards can link that coffee payment right to their bank account, which is kind of stupid in the first place. Your credit card, even more stupid. And even your PayPal account, the utmost stupid. That means that if they hack into your Starbucks app, that gives them free leeway to say, woohoo, what an idiot. Now, yes, Starbucks has acknowledged that the scam is happening. Although they pointed out that no, Starbucks hasn't been hacked, not us. Saying its hacked customers have likely used bad passwords. Now, yes, Starbucks should offer two-factor authentication. It'd probably be a good, especially if it's going to be linked to a bank account. But at the end of the day, it's your own responsibility. So the next time you're having that caffeinated latte, have it wake up your brain and think of something better than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay? Fingerprint, Touch ID, all this. It's the new thing, is it, with our smartphones, our devices. You tap on it, and sometimes it gets frustrating. It doesn't work, does it? This could get more frustrating. Who knows? But we've got to go further. Where can we go instead of having fingerprint identification? Well, the Japanese have thought of something. Japanese carrier NTT Docomo and Fujitsu have teamed up to unveil the Aero's NXF04G phone. Yeah, it's a phone. Just call it the Aero's. A hell of a lot easier to say that. It's going to be the first phone that recognizes your eyeball. That's going to be used to unlock your device and even used as your mobile wallet for payments. First, let's get into this phone, shall we? Well, it comes with the usual complement specs, you know, 5.2-inch QHD screen, Android 5.0, not even 5.1, that sucks, 3 gigabytes of RAM, and 32 gigabytes of built-in storage. Now, don't look for this thing to be heading over to the UK or US shores anytime soon. If you really want this, you're going to have to hop on a plane to the land of the rising sun. But if you're really serious about your security and paranoid, yeah, it could be the phone for you.
I'm kind of wondering just how reliable this thing is actually going to be and how convenient it'll be, too. Go to the supermarket. Yeah, I want some milk. Okay, well, hang on. Let me look into my phone. Okay, did you get... Okay, well, hang on. It's not scanning my eye. Hang on. Okay, did you get it now? Oh, let me shove it in my eye. Okay, finally, the payment went through. If it's anything like we have with Touch ID now, the lines are going to get really long at the counter. And finally, are you a fan of MJ? Yeah, I'm talking about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, you know what I'm talking about? If you're a fan of my music, you're gonna love this.
You know Michael Jackson's trademark, you know the
hee-hee
and the whoo, Jetmo. You know what I'm talking about. Imagine that in one freaking song. I mean, not even really a song. Just imagine it all together. Every single hee-hee-hoo-ha. You know, everything. Well, now you can. Thanks to user MichaelM2391 on YouTube. He has collected every single one of Michael Jackson's grunts onto a video. Now, mind you, the 4 minutes of breathing heavy, lots of laughter, beatboxing, frightened shrieking. Yeah, kind of sounds like Michael Jackson doing a little something other with himself than, than dancing or singing. But if you're looking to get your hee-hee on for the weekend, have a hop on over to YouTube right now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Yes, that settles it for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday. Getting you caught up in all the best technology news is going to happen over the weekend. But until then, you have a great weekend, all right? Put your feet up, relax a little bit, flip on the TV, and so, whoo, hee-hee. Sorry, still stuck in my head. And thank you so much for listening.